Some people get uncomfortable talking about certain body parts, but not the people who launched a crowdfunding campaign today in Britain to fund construction of the first ever brick-and-mortar vagina museum. Florence Schechter has been working on this for a few years. She's the founder of the Vagina Museum Project, and we wanted to know where she got the idea from.
I found out there is a penis museum in Iceland, which is pretty cool. Big fan of penises. there was no vagina equivalent anywhere in the world. There's this art gallery in Tasmania, and there's a virtual museum based in Austria, but there was no physical museum that I could go visit, and I thought that was really unfair. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just making one now. And ours is going to be a bit different. Ours is going to be exhibitions about the science, the history, the social aspect of it. So it's not just going to be pictures of vaginas, although they are great, and pictures of vulvas. It's going to be much wider in its scope.
So what are you hoping that people will get out of visiting the Vagina Museum when it opens?
What I'm hoping that people will get out of it, I think number one, is that vaginas are normal and nothing to be ashamed of. It's a hugely stigmatized part of the body, and that leads to some really awful real-world consequences. People are too embarrassed to go to their doctors when they're having symptoms, for example, and when they finally go for their cervical smear, it's too late. And this stigma is really, really hurting people. So I think a museum would be a really great way of us as a community coming together and saying, actually, this is a part of the body that we should be celebrating, something we should be having conversations about. And hopefully that will have knock-on consequences and make people more confident about their body. So the number one priority really is destigmatization of the gynecological anatomy.
On your website, it also says that the museum wants to be gender inclusive and intersectional. As far as attendance, I assume that means all genders are welcome. Inside the museum, though, what does that inclusivity look like?
Gender inclusivity is one of our really core values. Firstly, because everyone needs to learn about vaginas, no matter whether you have them or you don't, because, half the population have them, we all come out of them. There's almost never a time when you're not going to interact with them, so you need to learn about them. What gender inclusivity also means, though, is that our actual exhibitions are going to be gender inclusive. So whether you like it or not, there are people who are not women who have vaginas. The fact of the matter is, I think we should all have the freedom to decide what we do with our own bodies. And so what that means is that in our exhibitions, we're going to be gender inclusive and recognize trans stories, recognize non-binary stories as part of the human experience.
So you hope that the Vagina Museum will kind of put everybody of all gender identity kind of on the same playing field?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all humans are equal.
A lot of people have a hard time saying the word vagina and penis. Has it been challenging talking about this new museum publicly without people kind of resorting to, teenage snickers?
That's an interesting question, because obviously the word vagina itself is not a naughty word. That's a scientific word.
Right.
But absolutely, people do laugh, people do snigger. But the funny thing is that when they see that you're treating it like a normal thing, they might laugh for a bit, and then they're like, oh wait, why am I laughing? And then you just get over that initial shock and you can have a normal conversation. But the fact that people do laugh and snigger at the word vagina is exactly why we need the Vagina Museum.
Florence Schechter, the founder of the Vagina Museum, which is scheduled to open this fall. Thanks very much. Good to meet you.
Oh, thanks for having me.